Blog Talk Radio.
Out on the Limb with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV, your one stop for leading a happy, healthy, and successful life. Celebrating life and illuminating mind, heart, body, and soul.
Welcome, welcome. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. I am a psychotherapist and I am the founder of Self-Imaging Therapy. Thank you all for being here with me today at Out on the Limb. We're here to celebrate life and to illuminate the mind, the heart, the body, and the soul. And as usual, we have an exciting show. Have you ever wondered how to decorate your small space? Well, we have the remedy for you here today. I am so very much thrilled to feature my special guest, creator, producer, and host of the award-winning do-it-yourself home design show, Engineer Your Space on YouTube. Isabel is a building engineer turned DIY home design expert with a passion for transforming less than perfect apartments into beautiful and functional homes. Isabel is here today to share the tips and tools that we need so we can add style and function to our rental to create the home of our dreams. And so she has a really powerful content and amazing techniques for us. And so I'm very, very excited to have you here, Isabel.
Thank you so much, Nicola, for having me. Really happy to be here.
I know. I've watched your channel. I love what you're doing. I saw today that you had this one on what you did with your balcony, and I was like, my God, I love this. That's what I could do tonight. I'm so excellent, excellent. It just so gets you all fired up. And I know, Isabel, that since 1950, there has been a huge worldwide increase in the percentage of population living within cities. The trend shows no signs of stopping there's more the expectation of people moving into cities, and the flow is predicted to continue to soar. However, city life means smaller spaces for us and the challenge of decorating and working with small spaces. But our homes really are the temple for our soul, so creating inviting spaces makes for enhanced living. Isabel, you specialize in helping renters in particular turn their small spaces into beautiful and functional homes. What are some of the challenges that people face in this endeavor to take small spaces and turn them into the beautiful, beautiful homes for ourselves on a budget?
Well, I think one of the main challenges I know that I face as a renter is the temporary or the perceived temporary nature of, you moving into the space and you don't think you're going to stay for a long time. And I think that stops a lot of people from really putting their own personal stamp on the space and truly making it their own. And, mm-hmm. and coupled with that is the budget aspect of things because, you're renting, so you don't want to necessarily spend a whole lot of money because obviously this isn't your space and you don't know how long you're going to stay. So I think those are challenges. And sometimes apartments might have the space that we need, or that it might not, or that the kitchen might be too small, or there's not enough storage space, and all of these things that people that live in apartments, especially in cities where rents are really expensive, you tend to have to make do with much less space.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that's very interesting because you've really chosen to really target and work with renters. Why specifically renters? Because, small spaces, condo living. I live in Toronto, and we're now condo central. It's every block you walk on, a new condo. So I'm sure some of what you're doing in terms of design could also be applied in condo living as well in smaller spaces, but you've chosen to really target the renters market. Why that in particular?
Well, I think the reason that I chose renters in particular is because I have been a renter most of my life. Thanks to my career, I've got to travel to a lot of places, and that's something that sort of made renting make sense for me. And
right.
I find that the content out there that exists, if you watch HGTV or the DIY Network, it's all focused on home ownership, even though a third of the population rents. It's like renters don't exist out there, and I feel like we have particular challenges because of the non-permanent nature of some of the stuff that we are able to do, we're more limited, if you will. I personally see the possibilities, and I wanted to share that with renters to show that there are many things that you can do to make your space your own. And as you mentioned, everything that I'm doing can certainly be applied to condos, to homes, to houses. There's really, it's sort of like what I do works for everything versus what you have out there that's for homeowners doesn't necessarily always work for renters. So I find that my projects work for everyone, really.
No, I mean, homeowners will also be on a budget, and they will have limited resources as well. And so watching what you're providing and your content, you know, you can take so many ideas, and it's so enlightening, and it gets your creative juices flowing. I think that's really fantastic, and I think that certainly you're right. You know, when you're talking about renting and the budget and bringing things in under a certain the non-permanency of it, and people can really hesitate.
True, and also what's great about you know, having projects that are temporary in nature or easily put up and taken down is that if you don't like to commit to something or you want to change your mind down the road, then you can change easily and change it out, you know. So that's another aspect of it.
But that renters have that challenge, of course, of being in spaces where it's non-permanent and will therefore resist, you know, a budget or might find difficulties. What are some of the steps we first need to take, like or breakthrough in terms of maybe limitations or challenges, never mind a budget? Because sometimes it's all in the mind that you're really, you know, what you think you're prepared to do. What's your first advice to renters in kind of getting started on the process of making their space their own and creating a home for themselves?
Well, first of all, I think is really looking at the space that you have and seeing what you need your space to do for you. I think a lot of times we have limitations that we put on ourselves and on the space. We think, oh, this is the dining room, so it has to be a dining room. Well, maybe if you want to paint and you're an artist, maybe it can actually be a studio. Maybe there's a way of making it work so that it can serve for that as well. So it's really looking at the possibilities of the space that you do have and how you can have it work for you. The other thing I would suggest is to make a top five list of things that don't work for you in this space. Something that every time you walk in, you're like, oh gosh, you know, that darn lighting fixture, I just can't stand it. Or other things like that really bug you, and just look at those and see what you can do. There are things that you can do to that could tweak it, either modify it or do something. Like if you have an ugly floor, maybe buy an area rug to put over it so that it minimizes it, things like that. And to do that as soon as possible when you move in, because it's really, if you do it right away when you move in, then you'll get the benefit of it for the whole time that you're there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, our homes are so important. And so it's what you're describing is really thinking outside of the box, stretching ourselves beyond maybe traditional ways of thinking, or getting really out of the mindset of that it's temporary, but instead moving towards it, it's my home. And when you're creating something, thinking of it as your home, it really changes how you're viewing it and what you want to put into it. So what are some of the easy or the inexpensive ways that a person can turn their rental into a home and make it more their own, especially if they're on a budget?
Right. Well, on a budget, I'm on a budget, so I'm always very budget conscious myself. First of all, it's looking at things that you can put into this space that you can take with you when you move out. That way it doesn't become an investment that's necessarily specific to that apartment, but it's something that you can take with you after. So it becomes more of an investment and money that you're not spending that's specifically just for that space. Like I mentioned, like area rugs, for instance, that's an easy way to immediately change the look of a space. You can define areas in your home with that as well. So that's one. The other one is lighting. Again, lighting, you can put in new lighting fixtures and take them with you when you move out. Or there's very inexpensive DIY lighting solutions that I've come up with that can be a great way of customizing the lighting in your space. I find lighting is super important, is often overlooked by people. And even something like putting under cabinet lighting in your kitchen, it makes a huge difference in the look of the kitchen and the functionality of your kitchen, and it's really inexpensive to do. So something like that I would highly recommend.
That's really interesting, because I think that the average person, their limitation comes to painting. You just paint your place, and that's just, I mean, that's how you make it your own. That's where, I mean, that's what I've done or seen people do. And I mean, I love a beautiful space, but I remember when I moved into my first rental, that was as far as my mind was able to stretch at the time, because it was new for me and the concept of, you know, budget that paint. And so, what you're presenting and this kind of, it's just really helping open us up to whole new ideas. You know, and so it's fascinating. So Isabel, tell us how you actually got into doing this. What really inspired you to start to set up a YouTube channel and to create all this content and to open this up for the world to have this opportunity to access?
Well, it came about from a move, one of my many moves. I moved from Chicago, where I had a large two-bedroom apartment, and moved to Manhattan, where downsizing was inevitable, and I ended up renting a 450-square-foot studio apartment. And, you know, for me, it's something I've always done. I've always loved moving into new apartments, which is kind of weird. I know most people don't like moving, but I see a new apartment as like a blank canvas, and I've always enjoyed that part of it. But this move was the most challenging move I'd ever done, downsizing and trying to make this small space work for me. It had to be a workspace, sleep, living, entertaining. It had to do all of that for me. And in the past, while I had decorated my rental apartments, I had never gone all the way out. You know, I kept looking at HGTV and all those shows and going, oh my gosh, you know, one day when I own, I'll finally have a beautiful home. And something inside me when I moved to New York was like, no more waiting. I don't want to wait. I don't know when am I going to buy a home? I don't know. And I just was tired of waiting, and I decided to make this one really be a home that I love. And at the same time, as right before I moved to New York, I took a course, a free class at my local public TV station, and learned about video production and really fell in love with the whole process of doing that. And I was talking to a friend of mine after I moved to New York and telling her about what I was planning on doing to the space. And then as we talked, the idea came up of making videos of what I was doing to share it on YouTube. And that's where Engineer Your Space was born, to share my ideas with people, because I just felt like there was no inspiration like that out there to help me with my space. And I thought, well, I'm sure I'm not the only one that has these problems. So I decided to share it with people.
Well, it's amazing, and you've been very successful with this, because obviously the demand and the need is there, and so it presents us with so much opportunity to really, again, stretch and find ways. And I know that Isabel, your friends call you Martha Stewart and MacGyver's love child, which is very cute. Why are you referred as that?
Yes, my friends call me Martha and MacGyver's love child, because I love to reinvent what's around me, and I love to solve problems. So I'm always looking at something going, maybe I could use it for something else, or I can modify it and transform it somehow. So I'm always, anytime they would come into my house, they would see projects and go, wow, how'd you make that? And so that's the MacGyver side of me. And the Martha side is really, I like things to not just be functional, but I also like things to be beautiful and elegant and reflect my personal style. So that also plays into the Martha side. And I'm one of the few people that likes to go to the Home Depot or hardware store and just walk down the aisles and just look at things and go, what could I use that for?
what do you say to those of the people out there who are listening who have like design challenges or find it really difficult what to know what to do with space and because you know, everyone, some people really limit themselves because they think that they just don't have the talents or the gift or it's not something that they're really skilled at. What do you think, what do you say to those people?
I say anyone can do these projects that I do. I do all those projects by myself, and a lot of the stuff I taught myself, and it's just not to be afraid to just start. Even if you don't have all the answers and you don't know everything about how you're going to get it done, just getting started and making that first step, that's key. And there's no mistake. You know, every time things don't turn out the way they're supposed to or I think they will, it actually becomes an opportunity and I learn something. And sometimes that mistake, quote unquote, becomes the kernel of an idea for a solution for another project. So it's just really not to be afraid to start. And anyone can do this. It's not rocket science. You can do all these projects that I do with basically a drill and a few hand tools. So it's really accessible to anyone. Even if you don't have a workshop or a large space to work with, you can still make things. So just get started.
Isabel, what are some of the inspiring stories that people have shared with you from your content and what you're showing them and demonstrating to them through your channel?
Oh, gosh, I've gotten so many emails and messages from people all over the U.S. and the world and in Canada. It's just really nice that they send pictures and a lot of pictures of balconies. I think a lot of people have balconies and they just don't tend to use them. And I've gotten so many people tell me, oh, you inspired me to finally decorate my balcony and to turn it into a beautiful space that I love. And I get to see all the pictures. And it's just really nice that people feel empowered and inspired to take on projects for themselves and to really make their home a place that they love. So it's been great.
Well, that's really exciting because, again, you know, when we have limitations, oftentimes we just need that opportunity to stretch our mind and to be actually shown a different way to think or to be. And once, because of course, you know, my work is all about where we are inside of ourselves. And so how do you feel that when you are taking your space and creating it into your home, how does that benefit your life holistically?
Well, your home is where you recharge, is where it's your sanctuary. And when your home is at peace and is beautiful and reflects who you are, it just helps to center you and to ground you. And for me personally, it makes me feel happy when I walk in and I see beautiful things that I've made and I just feel supported, and it helps me to be able to achieve the things that I want to achieve in life.
What are and I agree, I think that it's really important to create space and an environment that feels supportive of us and that's inviting and warm and that really creates, you know, happy living. I think that's really important and doing that and you know, creating that. What are some of the most important things that design tips that you would? That you maybe, I mean, do you follow trends? Are there, you know, I remember somebody coming into my home and saying to me, you know, your dishes are last year's, and I'm like, what?
Yes, well, on that subject, I do not follow trends. I do not. People ask me sometimes if I'm an interior decorator, and I enjoy interior decor, but I like to do what I like to do. And I do not propose to tell anyone what their home should look like, what colors they should pick, or pillows that they should have. I think people should have whatever makes them happy and whatever they love in their home, whatever that looks like. I just want to propose some ideas and propose that, you know, anything's possible. If you want something, you can definitely make it happen, and it doesn't have to look like any one thing for sure. So, yeah, and I'm not a fan of painting, so that's why most of my ideas have nothing to do with painting walls, because that's not the thing I gravitate towards.
Are there certain things, I mean, you talk about lighting, you talk about rugs, and are there other really, you know, other tips that you suggest that people do for themselves, or that we can all implement starting out for
window
ourselves?
Yes, window treatments, for one. Window treatments, I think, is a big one, and especially when you move into a rental space, I think it's easy to just sort of, especially if there are window treatments, you kind of just leave them there and you don't think twice about it. And one thing that I noticed when I moved to LA is everywhere has vertical blinds, which I'm not a fan of. And so one of the first things I did was just change out all the window treatments and put in curtains or panels or something that reflected more my personal style. And I think that's an easy way and a very budget-friendly way of giving a place a new look.
And do you feel that that like when we're making these kind of changes, I mean, when a person has a lot of doubt, like, you know, I mean, you're giving suggestions and we're coming in and you have a lot of doubt about like what would work or what not work, and even maybe some of the expenses. How do what are some of the cheapest ways? Like, you know, you talk about the rugs, the lighting. Are there particular places that we can go to find things that are the most inexpensive? Or like, how do we find things that are most reasonable for us and on a budget?
I am a big fan of IKEA for a lot of home decor things, like curtains, for instance. Even rugs, things like that. I find, and I think now there are more and more IKEAs popping up everywhere.
Right.
And that you can, at least in the U.S., I know you can have things shipped now. It's really a great source. I find that it's great for pillows, things that you don't always want to necessarily invest a lot of money in. And it's a quick way to change out your decor or to reflect your personal style in the place. So I'm a big fan of IKEA. For sure. And other than that, I think also to get inspiration of what to do, Pinterest, I find, is a great place to find inspiration and find budget solutions to things as well. There's a lot of people sharing what they've done with their homes, and that's a great place to find ideas.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Do you have a particular project that you think that to date has been your favorite one or been most exciting for you, or you think has been most transformational or inspiring?
Well, I think it's actually the one that you mentioned at the beginning of this interview, which is my LA balcony. I'm not sure if it was my LA balcony that you watched, but I love balconies. I've always loved balconies, and the smaller, the better. I love the challenge, and I even redid my New York City balcony twice before moving out in 3 years. But the one that I really is close, near and dear to my heart is my LA balcony. It's only 35 square feet, but I managed to squeeze in a lounging area, a little eating area for two, and a garden. And I just love looking at it from the inside of my apartment. And it took a lot of ingenuity and thinking and MacGyvering, but I made it happen, and I just love it. And I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from that as well.
Oh, yeah, that's the one where you have the bamboos, and then you said that you did boxes, and I'm like, what? I mean, that was just, it's just so unique, and you know, it was just beautiful. Your work is beautiful, and that really, you know, I mean, a lot of what you're doing stands out, but that visual and looking at that was just, that really knocked me out, that particular one. So that's interesting, that's your favorite, because it definitely knocked me off, and I was like, I could do that. Anybody could do that. So definitely, I would never
think
about it.
You can.
Yeah, and that's the thing, who would think? So that's why your channel is just such a gift for us and an opportunity for us to really explore possibilities. And again, when you're saying, you know, anybody can do this, the budget's there, it's possible. And that's what I really admire and respect, and that's so exciting. And I mean, we're wrapping up very shortly, Isabel. What's next? What's upcoming more in for your channel and moving forward?
Well, right now I'm working on the final episodes for season two, which is everything that I've done to my LA apartment. And for next season, I'm looking to take the show on the road and help others with their apartments. I have gotten so many emails and messages from fans and viewers wanting and asking for my help. So I know there's a lot of apartments out there and people in need of some engineering their space. So that's what I'm working on, trying to make that happen for next year.
That's amazing. That's just amazing. That's so exciting. Well, wonderful, wonderful work. And as we wrap up, is there one final takeaway that you can leave the listeners with, so what they can do to enhance their rentals or their small spaces or just even any space that they have?
Well, I really think that you need to reclaim the space that you have and truly make it work for you. If there's anything that I want to impart, it's that no matter how small or how large your space is, it needs to work for you, and you have the possibilities and the ability to do that, and just to really look at the space and say, you know what, this doesn't work for me, and move furniture around. That's one that's a great way to get started. If you don't know what to do, just move your furniture around, and you never know what you'll find, and you might end up with the perfect configuration that you hadn't thought of.
Thank you, Isabel, for sharing all this with us, and for the listeners out there, check out Isabel's YouTube channel, Engineer Your Space. You can also check out her website, and it's Engineer Your Space, and she is Isabel LaRue, and we definitely want to tap into and resource all the incredible tips and tools and strategies for creating an amazing space to live in. Thank you so much, Isabel, for being on the show and sharing all of your insights and strategies and for helping us create beautiful homes.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. I really enjoy speaking with you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
We've had another amazing show today with Isabel LaRue from Engineer Your Space, inspiring us with strategies and tips for creating an amazing life and creating, using our space to create a home no matter where we are, and inviting home into our life and bringing us with us everywhere. So there needs to be no limitations. We can always create the amazing life that we deserve. This is Dr. Nicola Bird. Thank you for joining me today. Share this show with all of your friends and check out my website, www.nicolabird.com. Keep in mind that sometimes you do need to go out on that limb to achieve the happy, healthy, and successful life that you deserve. Once again, I'm Dr. Nicola Bird. See you right here tomorrow for another insightful and entertaining segment of Out on the Limb.